Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. Today I'd like to welcome our guest, Katie, from the US, who takes LDN for the triad. She takes it for MCAS, EDS and POTS. Thank you for joining us today, Katie.
Thank you.
Could you start by telling us how long ago it was when you first started to notice the symptoms from these three conditions?
Sure. So it was in 2019. I was exposed to mold. I didn't know it at the time, but I was living in a home that had mold. So I started, all these symptoms kind of started creeping up on me, stomach issues, just hives on my face, all these different weird things. And I initially thought it was, stomach related, food related. So I saw numerous doctors. I mean, over the course of 2019 till, 2021, 2022, I saw a ton of different doctors. And no one could really help me. And then I finally got connected with Leonard Weinstock, who's my doctor now, thankfully, and met with him, and he did the testing for, given my background, and I already had a genetic diagnosis of vascular Ehlers-Danlos. He, tested me for mast cell activation syndrome and mold toxicity, and then we started treatment.
Mm-hmm. So prior to finding Dr. Weinstock, you said that you'd seen numerous doctors. What were they telling you at that time?
I got diagnosed as celiac, even though I don't have celiac. Depression, just question mark, just kept referring me back to my primary care doctor, who didn't know what to do with it. When the other doctors didn't have an answer, I went through allergy testing. I went to the Mayo Clinic. I went through so much testing for my gut. Nothing. They couldn't find anything. No one could find anything. It felt like a loss. And I didn't feel like anyone was helping me. I ended up, going to the Ehlers-Danlos website, and I did like an email campaign on my own to all of, any contact I could find across the country. And a couple replied, and Dr. Weinstock was one of them. And so then I finally got some help, but it was very expensive to try to get help, and it cost me years of my life trying to find help.
Did anybody make you feel as though it was imaginary, it was in your mind, that you weren't really sick?
Yes, the maybe you need an antidepressant, anxiety, depression. I was told that numerous times. So, yes.
But it's strange, isn't it? All the symptoms you have. Do they really see people that have depression have all those symptoms?
Right.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder. Okay, so when you got your diagnosis and you found Dr. Weinstock, what medication and protocol plans did he have for you?
Well, Dr. Weinstock has a robust plan for treating mold toxicity and MCAS. And so I went through, I'm still being treated numerous ways, a lot of supplements and different modalities, avoiding triggers. And including LDN, which I take daily.
Okay. What is of interest to our listeners is could you describe before your diagnosis and any treatment, what a typical day was like for you from when you got up to when you went to bed?
I couldn't do much. Just brain fog, fatigue, stomach issues, pain, inflammation everywhere. I couldn't do much. A lot of different symptoms, neuropathy in my hands and feet. I mean it was sometimes hard to walk around. And just feeling unwell every day.
So what's a typical day like now? I know you said that you're still being treated for the mold, so you're not there yet,
So,
but what's
yeah, I'm not being treated for the mold anymore.
okay.
Well, I'm doing kind of maintenance, for the mold, because that really damaged a lot of my body. And now, I have MCAS, most likely because of that, and my other genetic predisposition. But now I have to avoid triggers. I'm still being treated to see if I can get to a better place with the MCAS. And I'm trying a couple of different treatments to see if anything will work for me in addition to kind of avoiding triggers and diligently taking all my supplements and medications. So I do have better quality days of my life, but I still really suffer. If I'm in a triggering environment or, I've got very limited foods I can eat. So it's definitely a bit better than it was, but I'm just not really there yet.
And could you explain what the POTS element is like for you?
Yes. So I was diagnosed with POTS in the early 2000s, and that was because I was having like fainting spells when I was changing positions, and so I was diagnosed with POTS at that time. And then the MCAS caused the MCAS. It kind of waxed and waned, I would say, the POTS throughout from like the year 2000 until now. But the mold and the MCAS really triggered the POTS. And so anytime I would eat food, and this still happens sometimes, it's like no matter what I eat, sometimes I'm having a problem where after I'm eating, I'm feeling very lightheaded, dizzy, especially when I'm changing positions, going from sitting to standing, laying down to sitting up. It's just like my nervous system can't catch up with my heart, and so it's just I'm in a way just getting very dizzy.
And how does that affect your day-to-day living with going out?
Yeah, so it makes it difficult because all of the reactions that I'm having in my body from all these different things, it's causing me to be very tired. My body's going through a lot just to be up and about walking around. So, you know, my life has drastically changed. I don't have the energy that I used to. I have to make sure that I'm resting and getting a lot of sleep at night, or it can be very triggering for MCAS, and I just don't have the social life that I once had, you know, which is a bummer, but luckily I have really good family and friends who understand and take care of me, and they change plans to do things a little bit more low-key so I can join.
Well, that's everything, isn't it? Having support from family and friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the EDS? How does that affect you?
Yeah, so the EDS, that's been an interesting thing because I have the type 4 vascular, so I don't have the hypermobile, although there are common features. So I have a lot of stomach mechanic issues because of the EDS, and that's one of my biggest problems just on a day-to-day basis. The mast cells cause a lot of inflammation in my gut, and then I'm also having a mechanical issue with my gut, so it's like a double whammy just to get by, you know, eating food every day. I'm managing it the best that I can, but, you know, it's a little bit unnerving because I really don't know what the future looks like in that regard as my body just gets older, as we all do.
What are your triggers?
Well, right now, you know, it's springtime right now, and this is a very hard time of year for me. The outdoor pollen, allergens, everything's in bloom everywhere, and that is a big trigger for me. So I've had to make some changes, and I'm indoors a lot, and, you know, that's not great. You know, it's good for us to be out and about and doing things outdoors, but it's just a very tough time of year for me. So pollen, outdoor allergens, obviously mold, and then foods, anything that has higher histamine. I cannot tolerate it all. Gluten, dairy, sugar, alcohol. I can't have any of that. And then, gosh, I could go on probably with a list of triggers. There are a lot of them. But those are really my main ones. And then, you know, lack of sleep and stress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What advice would you give to other people who are still seeing many doctors and still not getting diagnosed or believed?
Oh, it's so hard. I feel for them because I was in turmoil myself for quite a while before I found Dr. Weinstock, and had some direction. Don't give up. You have to be your own advocate. But don't give up because there are doctors out there who are willing to listen and willing to partner with you to help you get to a better place for your health. And also, I've found that, you know, there are ways to share knowledge about MCAS and about treatments for MCAS. And I do think that, you know, in the future, it's going to be more well known, so that we have more options for treatment. You know, I know that they're doing MCAS conferences now, and just seeing that there's a conference about MCAS out there that's going to be happening makes me feel so much joy, because I know that, you know, people are committed to finding treatments and sharing knowledge and spreading the word. So things are changing. I've seen it myself. So just to remain hopeful and go easy on yourself, but don't give up.
Good advice. Thank you. I mean, who's your best advocate other than yourself?
Well, luckily I do have a couple good doctors that I ended up finding eventually. But other than that, it's definitely my family. So, you know, I have an amazing sister, an amazing husband, a great dad, and they all really listen to me and help when they can. I think my friends and family feel a little helpless, right? Like there's nothing they can do to kind of take it away from me. But this has been going on for so long, and it's such a prominent aspect of my life that I talk about it quite often. And, you know, I wouldn't want to tire anyone out from hearing me talk about my health, you know, so much. But they just are always there. So it's important to surround yourself with people who, you know, really love you a lot and want to just sit there and listen to you and take care of you how they can.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Leonard Weinstock, a guy who's been prescribing LDN since 2005, and I've seen the wonders, and I keep on seeing them, especially in hard-to-diagnose conditions. They're not that hard to do, but once you know about mast cell activation syndrome, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, you'll find that 17% of your friends or relatives have one or more of these conditions, and you can help them. We're making a documentary to wake up the medical community, to educate the population, but we need funding. So please, fund whatever you can afford, no matter how little, www.mcasfund.com. That's mcasfund.com.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.